Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting
from the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hey guys. I am so happy to be back from my two and a half week trip. Maybe it was three, I can't remember. It was lovely, and it really needed the downtime. It was so incredible to be with my hubs and Lucas, my son. And I really appreciate Jennifer and Ryan for just holding down the fort in such a great way. I was kind of scared. I thought, oh, God, I'm going to be out of a job now. But anyway, I'm glad you guys continue to stay with the show. Today, we are, first of all, shout out. Lest I forget, to liveparanormal.com for letting us do this. And shout out to Rob, our producer. Hi, Rob, if you're listening. Veronica is going to be on in just a minute. She's finishing up a session. But I thought, with Ryan Adragna's permission, that we would start out listening to him channel his spirit guides and talk about peace, how to find peace. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we can do that. All right. Well, thank you for the honor for letting me run the board for you for a couple of weeks. Those are some big shoes to fill. Holy cow!
Oh no!
Talking about sweating myself to death here.
No.
Everyone did a good job, including Jamin and Jennifer but happy to be aboard here again. So yeah, talking about peace, I mean, and peace emanates from the fourth chakra, and you can feel peace in any type of circumstance. For example, let me just say something like you had a really rough day at work and you have a spa scheduled or massage scheduled. You go into the salon and a person rubs your shoulders or does whatever you signed up for. You ever notice that when you walk out of that salon, there's not a care in the world, your shoulders are dropped by 2 inches. You're like, ah, I'm at peace with myself.
Mm.
They're physically, literally rubbing the negative energies, unwanted energies of just the opposite of peace, which is hatred, which is anger. Into that salon, maybe you drove in there, you were so angry, you had the steering wheel bent in half. Who knows? And you walk out, you're like, yeah, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. It's like nothing else matters, and you've cleaned out that all your chakras, actually, and you're like, yeah, I can function now, and I'm thinking level-headed, I'm very clear in my mind, and I'm at peace with the world. Until someone rear-ends me 10 minutes later, I have to start over again.
Great. So how do you achieve that without going to a masseuse?
That's a good question. You can do meditation. You can do, I know a popular one these days is yoga.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways you can get your chakras spinning and balanced again. I do that. But if you so there are many different ways to achieve peace, but you have to do what works for you. And you'll know it when you're done with whatever you're doing that feels good for you. When you're just like, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling really good about myself right now. I don't feel any hatred towards anybody. And I can be reasonable and logical. So
yeah.
A lot of
know that Veronica's on. Hi, Veronica.
Hey, here we are. I got the boys.
What the hell? I was just waving to the air like you could really see me. What's wrong with me? I don't know. But okay, go ahead and finish what you were saying, Ryan.
Well, yeah, I was just saying that sometimes when achieving peace, people try a little too hard at it, but one expression that my dad used to tell me is, son, sometimes common sense isn't that common. So, people think they have to go out and run. And maybe if you're a runner or you do your favorite thing, like zip lining or hiking or do whatever you want to do, except bending the steering wheel in half, that really won't work. But, well, maybe it does. I don't know, for some people. but you have to do what you have to do to get yourself back to center. So
that's
yeah.
right. What do you think, Eric? How can people find peace? Hi, I love you. Happy birthday tomorrow.
I love you too. And he said he's getting ready for a celebration. So,
yeah.
you know, we got him though tonight.
Oh, good.
He's saying that finding peace is an inside job, he said. And the quickest way to find peace is ask your heart what it would do.
Mm. Right. Oh, that's what would my heart say?
Mom, your heart is nothing but pure love and pure giving, and your heart would probably say anything it needed to say to make anybody feel better.
Okay. Well, what about Veronica? What does her heart say? And then Ryan.
He's saying that Veronica is a giver, he's saying, and that she is somebody that will always speak her truth, and she is somebody that will always show up in integrity and love and honesty.
Awesome.
Hey, that's his words, you know.
Yeah, one
that.
More thing to ask for, man.
Absolutely. And Ryan, okay, so Eric, what do we got for Ryan? He said that Ryan is somebody who has a very clean soul, a very clean spirit, who
Ooh.
Is very, very much in center and on point with who he is. And when he shows up, he does it with everything he has and gives all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Eric, you a lying dog. Oh, my God.
I know, right? It's like it's weird, like, because you're asking about me, and I'm the one. Yeah.
I know. All right. You know it's true. Do you doubt that?
Oh, no. I was just, ever since I found out I was a healer many 4 or 5 years ago, I've been driven to help humanity, and that's what I was hoping he'd say, but I'm going to smack you, Eric. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, if what he said goes along with that. You can't show up like that centered and clear in order to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and then when I channel my spirit team, they're actually, he nailed it because I'm very, very clear. I call a spade and I don't pony punches. It's not mm-hmm. Ryan talking, it's just talking to my spirit team. So, yeah, I appreciate that, Eric. I love you, man. I wasn't going to slap you. You know that.
Yeah, it's going to be a bro. I love slap,
he says, though. He says, even as if you could take him.
Hey, you know what? He needs his birthday spankings, right? For tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Listen. He says his girlfriend's taking care of that, Mom.
Uh-oh. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Okay. That's funny.
I don't want to know.
All right. I don't either. Hey, do you want to add anything else to that, Eric or Ryan, before we take callers?
No, Eric is good.
Yeah.
Ryan, you okay
no,
with
good.
Taking callers? All right. So, Ryan is going to help read the energy of the callers where it is needed as well. Okay. So, let me see here. We got one from the 813 area code. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Elisa.
Hi.
And Veronica and my boy Eric.
Hello, hello.
Who are we talking
hello,
to?
Hello, this is Casey from Florida.
Oh, okay. Hi,
from
Casey.
Brooksville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it
hey,
is
Casey.
About to rain like crazy, and I'm staring
oh,
at
God.
A rainbow.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And it's orange out, sunsetting. Anyways, I just have a quick question. A past life that corresponds with my incarnation now.
I always love these. What you
okay.
got, Derek?
So let's see what we got here. So the first thing that Eric is showing me, there's a lot of sand, and I believe you were in Egypt.
Where Egypt?
You
said
Egypt. Yes, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay,
Egypt.
Okay.
You were in Egypt. There's a lot of sand
no,
around you.
There's no
and,
doubt
and
about
actually,
that.
Yeah,
oh.
and actually, very, very, very much a healer.
Hmm.
So in that
oh,
life.
Oh, really?
So now Eric is saying, in this life, you probably came in needing some healing, didn't you?
Yes, I came in with a serious problem, and and yep. Not really knowing how to go number two.
We see it.
Eric is showing me, and here's the beautiful thing, that life in Egypt where you were the healer, you have all the power right now to continue to heal yourself. So some people have healing abilities to help everybody else. Eric is saying your healing abilities were given to you uniquely for you. So don't be afraid to use them. Yep.
So how does he do that? What should he do, Eric?
You know, again, Eric is saying that in order to be a healer, number one, you have to believe that you're a healer and you have to own the energy of a healer. And that means keeping your vibration high. So in other words, Eric is saying it gets tough. It gets tough. You go into a funk. Mm-hmm. You get, you know, he's saying we all get like that. You know, nobody knows it better than him. But the reality is to be a healer, it's to find the modality that works best for you. Now, do you smoke pot?
Yes.
Eric is asking. No, Eric is kind of random, but
he knows a fellow stoner.
Like, yes, that's exactly what he said. And Eric is saying when you're high, he's saying journal. Write. He's like, dude, you gotta write. You gotta get that shit out. Write it out. There's prescriptions in you. He's calling it.
Ooh.
So
cool.
Journal. Okay.
So journal my thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything comes out. They're not going to be your thoughts per se. Okay.
Yeah, you might be channeling.
Oh, turn it over. Yeah.
I know. I try not to think too much because my mother or my cousin will pick up on my thoughts and know what I'm, you know, and they don't realize it, but they know what I'm thinking and I know what they're thinking.
Oh my
Weird.
God.
Well, that's the gift. Yeah, Eric is saying that's the gift, and you can use that in a positive way.
Awesome.
Ryan, can
you read his energy? What do you see?
Yeah, I already did. I already did, and Veronica pretty much stole my thunder. immediately when you started talking, Casey, I plugged into you telepathically. What you need to do now is you need to get a stick of dynamite and stick it in between your eyes, right where your third eye is, and get that exploded. Another healer can do that for you like me or someone else, but you are telepathic and you are telekinetic. And my hands got icy cold right away. When I heal people, they either get really icy cold or they get really hot. For you, my hands got really cold, so I don't know. They're telling me that you heal through your hands just like Jesus did. That might be the case for you. What you need to do is, when I started learning the craft, is you think about someone, you're automatically, it's done telepathically, and just notice any sensations going from your shoulders down through your fingertips, okay?
Okay.
And Veronica through Eric is correct. There's no owner's manual for this stuff. Every healer that I've ever talked to is unique in their own. Some people heal through their feet. I do it through my hands. Maybe you do it through your hands, too. That's something you have to figure out. There is no KC owner's manual out on healing. So this is a wonderful journey for you, my man, and it's up for you to explore it, okay? But, you are definitely a solid light worker, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon or set up a website, you know?
That sounds
awesome. Wow, thank you. My hands are always on fire. They're like really
hot. Wow,
warm.
Mine too.
Yeah. There you
That's
go.
Cool. All right, to Casey,
wow.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Keep us posted.
And thank you, Eric.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was really a good read, Veronica and Ryan. That's awesome. All right, we got somebody from the 845 area code. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, this is Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. All right.
Yes, New York.
All right, so what do you got for our man?
Well, I have a question. My daughter, Morgan, her cat, Crystal, died last year, and we were wondering if Crystal is coming back, because she wants, you know, if she is going to reincarnate and come back, my daughter wants to know how, when, and where, like, because she would love to get her back again. She was, like, a great cat.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys feeling anything?
So Eric is saying that it may not happen anytime soon with Crystal coming back. Maybe it could take, Eric is saying like 2 years maybe even, but it will be in the form, the same form that she left in. So a cat. So it might be, Eric is saying, he's saying 18 months.
Oh, 18 months.
And the next cat.
Will it be from a breeder or a pet store or somebody?
How would you know it's the right cat?
Well, because number one, Eric is saying this, the cat that's going to come into her life, instantly she's going to know there's going to be an instant connection, and the cat's going to look like the other cat. And it's even going to have a uniqueness. Did the other cat have a unique, like a ring or something on its eye or something different about the way it looked?
Not really, no.
There's something,
like
white,
calico
there's something white.
Cat.
What's that?
Calico-looking cat?
Oh, calico, because there's a white ring Eric is showing me around with the cat. I don't know if it's on the eye or the face, but it's a white ring.
Or maybe on the body. You know, a lot of calico cats have white things. So, all right, that's great. So it'll come to her.
Can I just ask Ron a quick question? If he could just tell me about my energy, what he's picking up on my chakras and everything.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Picking up, I'm just scanning your energy fields on the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual levels. First I'm going to hit on the topic that you talked about. I got some dull stomach ache, heartburn going from the second to the third chakra, which means too much worry, too much stuff going around about this cat. And I think that's the energy is being exchanged between you and your daughter worrying about this cat. Does that make sense to you?
She's more worried about the cat.
Yeah, but you're people feed off of each other's energies, you know. And for you, it's like we'll get there. But because you're an empath and so is she, there's a little bit of residual energies in the third chakra for you, which is your solar plex. I think the cattle, like Eric Veronica said, the cattle will be back, but they have 9 lives. Well, it's got 8 left. I don't know. Sorry, that was a bad joke.
Right.
But you know, I think everything will be okay. I also want you to double check, your mediumship abilities. Okay, just like the previous caller, I have a dull headache now. Right between my eyes, where my third eye is. Your guides are begging you to explore your mediumship abilities, okay?
So how would I do that, though?
There are many ways you can do that. You can have your chakra spinning and balanced again. You can go to a healer like myself, or they'll put a stick of dynamite between your eyes and get them opened up, which is your bridge to the spirit world. You can read some books. There's some good books out there. One of them is you can read Eric's books. Crying a lot. As long as you read anything to give you insight, and you stop blocking yourself because you're blocking your own abilities. That's probably the first one. You have to own them first. I think Eric and Veronica touched on that earlier with the other callers. Like, you know,
you can try automatic writing. You can also
I tried
blog
that once,
but
I had a bad experience.
Oh, well, you have
to
protect yourself first, right? You have to protect yourself.
I have a course called Connect. It's 7 steps to have on communicating with spirit, how to open up, how to develop.
Oh, man.
It's called
that
Connect.
That's awesome.
Go on my website, veronicadrake.com, and check it out. Just see if it resonates with you.
Okay, it's called Connect. Okay, I'll look it up.
Yep.
All right,
honey.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. You got one from the 860 area code. Hello.
Hi, this is Laura from Connecticut.
Hi, Laura from Connecticut. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Sure. Thank you for being on the show. So you have a question for Eric? Or?
Yeah, I was wondering if Eric and Veronica could bring in my higher self just to get some insight.
Okay.
Okay. Your higher self says you're at a fork in the road. It's time to make the decision to stand up for what you believe in. It's time to make the choice that makes you happy. You've done everything for everyone else, and now the path to take is the one that makes you happy. Are
Ooh,
you looking to make some change? Yeah. Are you looking to make some change in your life?
Yeah.
Yep. You have a decision to make, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Forget everything else. And your higher self is telling you it's not selfish to take the path that makes you happy. And it's finally that time, and you're ready for it.
Yeah, so don't make the decision that it's going to please other people. Be
right.
the one that resonates most with you and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I add one thing to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, this goes back to the theme of peace. Your higher self is not going to give you any cliff notes or any cheat sheets. What's the purpose of incarnating if they did? You know, you have to, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but you have to sometimes you have to touch that red hot stove. You have to go through experiences, you know, just like Veronica was talking about. There are some choices that you have to make. You know, and then you will know that choice you made is a good choice for your highest good if you're at peace with it.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know? So if you feel the opposite of peace, which is frustration, anger, crying, moping, groaning, blah, 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 then maybe you should think twice.
Right.
You know?
So your heart will tell you.
All
yeah.
right. Thank you for calling, Laura. Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, let's see, somebody from the 928 area code. Hi there.
Hello, this is Amber from Arizona.
Hey, Amber, how you doing?
Doing okay, I'm so glad I got through. And you guys are amazing. A million thank yous to all of you.
Oh, thank
Aww.
You, a million thank yous
thank
to,
you.
To you for being who you are, girl. So you want to ask Eric a question, I guess? Yeah. What you got?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it over to Eric. You tell me what I need to know at this time.
Uh-oh. Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just teasing.
Mm. Oh, shit, he says. No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. So, listen, the first thing Eric is asking is, are you walking on a sticky situation right now? Do you got some? Is there a sticky situation that you're in?
Yes.
Okay. And listen, he wants you to know that you cannot make a wrong choice here. You cannot make a bad
Thank
decision.
God.
He's, right?
Yeah.
Because every decision you make is going to position you to make the next decision. He said, now what's going to happen over the next, what is he showing me, 10 to 14 days, it's going to be one decision after another, quick, quick, quick. And you have a habit of sitting on decision-making, don't you? You're not very quick
yes.
with decisions. Yep. And he's saying the longer you sit, the less likely you are to have a fluid process. Like he's saying the longer you sit on making the decision, it's just going to seem like it's an uphill pain in the ass, he said. But make
so
one decision, then make another and make another.
So she should just
okay.
trust her heart and take a leap of
yeah.
faith. Boom, done.
He's
All right,
saying,
next.
He's saying, fuck it, just jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
Do
okay.
it.
I tend to
the
be
proverbial.
Too analytical. I want to think about every possibility and every
yes.
outcome that's possible.
He says, don't. That's exactly what he's talking about. Chill out. Don't do that shit, he says.
Just trust
okay.
your heart. Trust
and,
your intuition.
Yes.
What feels the best?
Yes. Yep.
Leave your
heart.
Mind
okay.
out of it. All right, girl, good luck. Ryan, you
so
want to
much.
Add anything? Ryan, you need to add anything?
Yeah,
at all?
Yeah. Just real quick, I got a couple of things. Not to be Captain Obvious here, but Amber, I got tight jaw muscles, tight upper jaw muscles, which means clenching your teeth a lot, along with upper shoulder tension and cold feet. So there's a lack of trust on your part towards people. So you, maybe this is a lesson for you to or not a lesson, maybe it's just an experience for you to learn to trust yourself and other people. And negative energies tend to accumulate in your fourth chakra through no fault of your own. It's just how you're born. It's like everything comes, your neck gets nice and tense, and then you bite your lip, you grind your teeth at night, and you learn to speak your truth and tell it how it is. And you know, you should be good to go. I want you to get three crystals if you don't already have them: black hematite, black tourmaline, and clear quartz.
Okay, I have the clear quartz.
Do what with it?
I've been working with that one.
Okay.
Get the black tourmaline, the black hematite, and throw them in your pocket. They will absorb any negative energies and help you out. You know, don't do what a lot of people do: is wake up, throw them on the bedstand, and go about your day. I carry mine in my front pocket with me all the time.
That's awesome.
They will help you. They will help you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You betcha. Good luck, girl.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. We have somebody from the 910 area code. Hi, Belinda. Is that you?
Hello. Yes, ma'am. It is.
How you doing?
I'm holding in there.
Good.
It's a little bit rough. I'm in Lumberton, where the hurricane
flooding
is so bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're on dry ground right now.
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
That's I'm having trouble. The show's about the peace, and I'm having trouble finding my peace right now.
Oh gosh.
And holding on to it.
Eric, how can
maybe
you
Ryan
help
can
our,
help her?
Our Belinda. Oh. Yeah, we'll start with Ryan. That's good.
Hey, Belinda, how's it going?
Hello, Ryan.
You're a very, very tough and resilient woman. Okay. I've already scanned your four energy planes. You're running a tight ship spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Don't let this hurricane get you down. This was a test for you, as it was for a lot of people, thousands, millions of people. But for you, I would say just shrug it off. And if you can, if there's not water in your front yard, I don't know if there is.
It receded.
No, thank God.
That?
It receded.
Okay, so you're,
thank God, yeah.
Okay. I want you to, because you're a very tough woman. You know what you want in life, and you've worked very hard to get there. I don't see any negative energies in your body right now. That's really weird.
Wow.
You have the ability to dissipate that stuff, but this hurricane it T-boned you like a car accident. And you're like, holy shit! But you're shrugging them off. It's like peeling back the onion. You're going to be whole again because you're depressed right now because of this. I can feel that. But you're going to be whole again. There's 1 to 2 weeks. Very, very fast for you because you are a light worker. You're going to be feeling whole again. You're going to call on the show in a couple of weeks and say, "Hi, everybody. I'm Linda. How you doing? I'm feeling great." Okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
You know, yeah, no. Hey, everything's going to get better. This was a cleansing for you, okay? It really was. It was a cleansing for you. So keep your chin up. You're a strong woman, and you know it. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. I just feel, when I see the other people suffering worse than me, and it hurts.
Yeah.
Well, because you're an empath, and that's natural,
yeah.
But... you know, just go out there and hug that oak tree if you have an oak, or hug any tree out there, and just transmute that energy to Gaia and get rid of it, okay? And just say, you know what, I love you. I love you, Belinda. You're a good woman. And, you're a foot soldier. You're awesome. Wonderful woman. I love you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Eric, do you have any words for Belinda?
Hey, Belinda.
Hello, Veronica.
Eric wants you to know, sweetheart, that this
hurricane was so devastating for so many people, and the message for the hurricane people and the people on its path is this: it's to wake them up and to remind them what's important, and that it's not about stuff can be regained, but people, relationships, and love cannot. And so it's in this moment that you make the choice, he's saying, to open up and extend forgiveness and love where it's needed. So is there somebody in your life that you're at odds with? Is there somebody that maybe you feel did you wrong, or you have a kind of a, maybe just a little bit of a heavy negative energy with?
Yes.
Okay. So Eric is saying the hurricane is a reminder of how short life is and how little value stuff has. And it's really about forgiveness. So tonight when you go to bed, Eric says, just ask him to come and visit you, and he'll teach you how to forgive using your heart and using his language.
That's great. The storm has brought my sister a little bit closer back to me.
Oh, that's good.
And Eric is saying she wants that as much as you do. So your sister's lost, though. She's lost. She doesn't know what's up, Eric is saying, and she's lost herself. And she will find her way back home.
Yeah. And maybe you're just the person to help that, being a foot soldier and a light worker.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you, Belinda, for calling in again.
Thank you.
Good luck, honey.
Bye-bye. You read her right. That's awesome. Okay, we got somebody from the 626 area code. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Kara Adams from California.
Hi, Kara. Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, I want to say happy birthday. I'm good. I want to say happy birthday to Eric.
Oh, my God, I just knew you were going to do that. I don't know what – he probably wants me to – he wanted to spank him, too. I bet. Don't you, Eric? I feel it.
Well, I have a 5-year-old, and I never really thought about spanking him until you mentioned it. I'm like, why have I never done that? Maybe I'll start that tradition.
No, a logical. You mean his birthday spankings? Oh, yeah.
His birthday was on the 12th, and so we're having a birthday party on Saturday for him.
Oh, goody. Happy birthday to him.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm super excited. Okay, so I guess I'm really happy to call in on this radio show because it's right up the alley of questions that I have, and every caller has asked a question that really applies to my life right now, which is awesome. But I was begging Eric to let me get through so I could ask him my question.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I feel kind of just lost in this world, just a little lost. I feel like I'm on a boat all alone. I guess I'm looking for any input that he may have onto why I'm here, what our purpose is here, why? I guess that's my main question. Why are we here?
Help her,
Eric. It's interesting. The first thing Eric is talking about is lately, within the last 6 months to a year, he'll use your word, floated away from the higher power. Is that true?
I guess so. I thought I was seeking answers.
Let's be clear. Okay. He's saying what he means by that is you have floated away from the higher power from really listening, really tuning in. You're so caught up with the shoulds and the have-tos of the world and, you know, being a mommy and all that day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
But so Eric is showing me the sacred moments for you are in the early morning hours when the dew is freshest.
Yeah.
So are you not a morning person?
You know, well, I sleep in the room with my boys right now. I have a spot, well, just turning 5 and a 3-year-old, almost 3-year-old. And so I sleep in there just to comfort them. And yeah, so my mornings have gotten away from me just to maintain their sanity and happiness. So I definitely used to run in the mornings and mountain bike. I don't do that at all.
Yep. And he's saying that once you figure out how to get back there, and he's saying the way back is one step at a time. And so he's okay. saying if it's not, there's no reason for you to sleep in there with them other than you feel like you need to. Is
yeah.
that true? You're not doing it for space, right? You have enough bedrooms.
No, I'm doing it for them. Yeah.
Yes. So he's saying one of the things you want to do is, and by all means, you know, he's not suggesting that you cold turkey it, but the longer you do it, right, the longer you do it, the less it's going to facilitate your growth, your, and he doesn't mean this in a selfish way at all, okay? Because first
right.
and foremost, you're
yeah.
a mom, right? But kind of pulling back a little bit and getting back to your sacredness in your morning. And so purpose is all about, you know, fulfilling what you're naturally good at. So purpose
yeah,
is based in love, naturalness, and service. So what are you naturally
yeah,
good at?
Well, I used to be a police officer. I'm no longer that. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I think that started my just loss. I knew what I was good at, helping people.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm,
mm-hmm.
yeah, now that's completely just mm-hmm. gone. So
you're still
mm-hmm.
in service, because remember, Eric said service work. And so right now you're mommy, okay? That's always going to be, because you're always going to be mommy. But there's something in tandem
mm-hmm.
with it that has to do with service work. And it may have to do, Eric is saying, with public awareness and public speaking. You may
yeah.
go back into law enforcement in some capacity.
Wow, okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Some
okay.
capacity. Okay. Now, is it possible, could you be a part-time police officer?
There's anything's possible. So I'm sure there's volunteer work that, you know, an agency would
mm-hmm.
enjoy having, but
yep. It,
yeah.
And it may be something like this, Eric is saying, where you are the safety and security at a woman's shelter.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting to me. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, he's saying. It won't
okay.
be, you won't be on the beat. You won't be on the beat, per se, he says, and you're not going to
yeah.
see all the bullshit. But, yeah, definitely something
okay.
there with service, okay? And that's your passion, right?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, definitely abuse children
yep.
and, definitely
yep.
ladies, yeah.
Yep. So you're
yeah.
right there,
wow.
right there for you.
Wow, okay.
Okay?
I thought it was just a ship that sailed away.
No way.
Well.
Saying no way, no way.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, you could be a mentor to some of these women and children.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's so much you could do to help these people. That's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
You
I got
are definitely a light worker.
So.
That's cool.
What's that?
You are definitely a light worker, so that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank
Sorry,
you
honey.
For calling.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Don't forget to give
Bye.
Eric his spankings.
He likes
he
her.
Loves it. Yeah, I can tell. I just feel it. I feel
yeah,
it. I feel it.
He likes her.
All right. I just want to remind you guys that we are not on the air without LiveParanormal.com. So thank you, Live Paranormal, again, for letting us do this stuff that we do. It's how we roll. Okay, let's see here. How about somebody from the 479 area code? Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I am fine.
Good.
Is it really me you got through to?
No, somebody is completely different.
Somebody
of course
else.
It's you.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. You answered my prayer.
Awesome.
He's
Thanks
always
all
listening.
Of you for being here.
Always.
Yes,
always.
He is. I think I'm going to cry even. No, I'm not going to cry.
Aww.
I appreciate it.
I'm a big cry baby.
Well,
so we'll
I would like to know, Eric, happy birthday, Eric. And I'll be
Thank
up
you.
With your mother tomorrow because I know what it's like to have my child on the other side on their birthday.
I know, it's horrible.
So, Eric, I am tired. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if I can I leave yet. Can I get out of here?
It's a big one.
Eric is saying it's not your time. Your work is not done.
What's her work?
Mm-hmm.
Working
on
her soul.
I know. Sometimes I felt like that too. Yeah. Working on her soul, Eric is saying, working on her lessons. You know, Eric is saying that Ryan may be able to help her raise her vibration, shift her energy. Ryan, what can you say?
I didn't even catch your name.
Oh, I'm Rita.
Oh, Rita, thank you, because I can't connect without getting people's names. Sorry about that. Hold on for a second. Let me connect
okay.
you telepathically.
Okay.
Yeah, Rita, let's get your chakras chakra attunement spinning and balanced again. None of them are your root chakra spinning, but everything else is kind of jacked up, for lack of a better term, which is through no fault of your own. Because like Eric and Veronica said, you have to get through. You have to grind through that mud. You have more stuff to do. As much as you don't like it, remember, you signed up for this when you were on the other side. And if you want to go now, you're going to have to incarnate to fix it again. So please, Rita, you can muscle through this. We can help you. I can help
you.
I'm not suicidal. I swear to God, I'm not suicidal.
I didn't mean to say it that way. Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to say it that way. I do apologize for my poor choice of words there.
No. I understand that. No. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there any way to go back to that dimension and sit in on my determining what I wanted to do so I can, like, because I keep telling myself.
I wouldn't have picked it.
Look up Robert Schwartz. He could do a between lives session for you, so you can find out when you came to that table and said, "Here is what I want to work on." Plus, also, you might be able to get through all this a lot easier if you had Ryan rebalance and clean and give you a chakra tune-up, right? So you can get in touch with him.
Yes.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I could have done it.
Rita, there are two more things that you can put in your toolbox to help you out. One is to get an Akashic Records reading, and the second one is to get your numerology report and chart in front of you. So the numerology report is kind of the keys to the kingdom. I don't need to explain this to anybody, but I'm just being Captain Obvious here. Get your numerology report and chart, and get your Akashic Records. And yes, a healer like myself, I can get you back to whole again. And Veronica, you do
numerology too, right, Veronica?
I do. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
You can get your report. Yep.
Okay.
That'd
be awesome. So check out veronicasbake.com for that.
Yeah, I can do that. I've got to go find something to write on so I can write down his name. And the thing is, I have all these things I put into motion, and I don't remember them the next day. I had a series of strokes, so short-term memory really sucks because I don't have it.
Mine's awful.
And
I actually went
in on my computer to do something. I think if I do this, then I'll remember it. I had all these things I'd already done in that program and went, I'll remember this. And so I set out, you know, each day or once a week or something to do something, and once I sleep, it's gone. I wake up in a new world.
I know. I'm the same way. Well, you can always email me, and I'll give you their contact information, and we'll find somebody. Who do you recommend for Akashic Records reading, Ryan?
There are several. One is Shannon Johnson. And there are several, I'm trying to drop names here, but there are several that I work with closely besides her. I'm having a senior moment right now, too. There are other names that escape me, too, and I'm only 40.
Email me, and I'll get in touch with me, and I'll give you all the information.
And I'll feed her the contacts I know of, and she can forward them to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I'll give you the contact for the Between Lives channeling and all that stuff. Eric, do you have any final thoughts for her? Uh-oh. Did we cut her off?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Veronica, you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Okay, can you hear me? Eric is saying it's not how fast you get there. It's what you learn on the way. And so one of the things that he'd like you to do is to just slow down. We're picking up a lot of anxiety in you and a lot of, confusion is the word that Eric is telling me. And he said, just take your time. Notice each step. Be in that step. You don't have to project far and long term. And being in the present moment would be the easier way to say it.
Present moment. Okay.
Anyway, just get in touch with me, ematthews@gmail.com. I got your back, girl, okay?
Thank you so very much.
You bet. Good
morning, sweetheart. Okay,
bye. Okay. Well, she's got a lot of resources that are going to be coming at her, so she's going to be okay. Okay, got one from the 414 area code. Hey there, how you doing?
Hi, this is Aaron from Arizona. How are you guys?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
What's up, dude? What you got for us?
Well, thanks for everything you're doing, Elisa, and all the teams that you've assembled over the years, and the team today as well. Thank you, guys. A couple of years ago, I was initiated by an entity named Babaji during a group meditation, and he made my skin burn, and it was kind of interesting. It was like a manifestation sort of a thing on my skin, and I was just wondering if Eric could ask him, why me? Why did he initiate me? What am I? I know I'm a healer. I know I'm feeling like I haven't quite come online. So I was wondering if Eric could ask Babaji, who's supposedly this yogi Christ, I don't know much about him, that if there's anything he could tell me that could help me to be a more powerful healer so I can help out more people.
Okay.
Interesting.
Just give me a minute. Yeah, totally cool. So give me a minute here. Eric, let's confer.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Eric Babaji, let's get him. Let's bring his energy in. The reason you were chosen is because of life experiences early on. So what Eric is showing me is you will trace your path backwards to the point where there was an explosion in your life, something that happened that was pretty significant catalyst for the healer that you are today. Whatever that incident was, and Eric is showing me a movie of it, whatever that incident was for you, whatever you would have needed in that moment is exactly what you will be healing and helping people with. Does that resonate? Do you understand what we're saying?
Is it an explosion negative or positive?
It doesn't matter. It's an explosion. I misspoke. It's something that was very heavy and something that seemed to be life-altering.
Yes, I understand.
Yep, because that the whole reason that happened was to put you in present day. And the reason you're not honoring and using and owning and honing the gifts you have, there's still residual around that event. Eric's calling it an event in your life. And so you might want to do a little bit of clearing. That event that happened is tied to another life. It's not the reason you had the event, the other life. So the relevance to the other life is minimal, but it might help you to know it. In another life, you were actually stoned to death for speaking your truth. And so speaking up and stepping out is something very scary to you. Does that resonate?
100%.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it right there.
So do you think that something like EMDR, do you think he has some PTSD surrounding this event? Would EMDR help him?
Eric says it's something like that, but not quite like that. Eric says when you go to say something and you can't think of what you're saying, but it's right on the tip of your tongue, you're that close, Aaron, to like shifting it. Like it's I would say go write out the incident, whatever you know it to be, call it to your mind and just ask your guides, your higher self, Eric, whomever, to come in and say, what the shit? What's going on here? What do I need to do? How do I shift this? You know, you can book a session with me. We can shift it. You know, just do a half hour with me. We don't even need an hour. Like, just boom, book that and get it out.
Or great.
Do it on your own. Yeah. It's like, so Eric says this. It's like pulling the damn tooth out that's in fact tooth out. You don't have any pain.
Oh,
and then you
right,
move forward.
Right now I feel like saying fuck it and jumping off that cliff because it's taken long. I mean, the healing works sometimes, but I feel like I could be more powerful of a healer right now somehow.
It's there. Listen, you are so close. And Eric,
awesome.
If you jump off that cliff, I'm pushing you right back, buddy. So you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, book a session with Veronica. She's awesome.
Okay,
Eric, you do
have permission to prank me again.
Oh, what did he do now? Oh boy.
You do have permission. I've been asking him, and he did some really cool stuff years ago. But I need some cool metaphysical shit to happen, and just to have fun.
Well, listen, I don't know if this is what you had in mind, but he's like, dude, I'm gonna give you a wedgie.
Oh boy! Oh,
I don't
know.
Have that in mind.
All right.
He's a wise ass.
All right,
tonight, I'm telling you.
He's something else.
That's
all right,
cool.
Let's real quick see. But thank you for calling in. Let me see if I can squeeze in one more caller. Thank you, and keep in touch with us. I want to know what happens to you. Okay.
You bet.
Aaron?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank
Take
you.
Care,
Aaron.
Bye. So close. Oh, awesome. All right, we have somebody from the 336 area code. Hi there. Do you have a really short question, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Do you have a kind of a short question so we don't run into the other show?
I will try. My daughter Willow is going to have a baby.
Oh,
and Eric knows Willow very well. So I'm just calling because I need, I think it's a boy, and wanting to see if that was a confirmation.
Do you know it's only one?
It is just one, or is it two?
Yeah. No. Do you know that it's one
for sure? Yeah. You mean one baby?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
Eric
haven't even. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, my mom came to me. She's passed. And she came to me in a meditation and showed me a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because Eric is showing me it's a girl, and you're saying it's a boy. So the possibility is it's a boy and a girl.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be
okay.
So cool?
Wow.
So that's your possibility.
Okay, so Eric, my question is this. You know Willow. Is she going to be a good mother?
Eric is saying very gently, people do what they know how to do, and when they feel like they feel worthy of learning how to do better, they will. She may not feel like she's qualified right now, but she'll absolutely, instincts will kick in, and she will be a good mother. But, Willow needs to be good to Willow, and that's been difficult.
Mm.
Right?
Yes. And Eric knows all about that.
And Eric does know all about that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Willow should have a session with Eric. Maybe that would help.
Yeah. We've had several sessions, and he comes to her all the time. And
good.
We feel him all the time. It's just, it's a little crazy because my other daughter is having a hard time having children. Do you see Zoe having children?
Mm-hmm. It's very possible, but Eric is saying it may not be conventionally.
Okay,
well,
that's
LDN?
What she was saying.
What about low-dose naltrexone? That has, it will totally increase the quality of eggs. So, would that
help her? I listened to the panel discussion you had the other day, and you said that. So yeah. I've researched that. Thank you for that. Thank you. I've heard you say that a thousand times. And it never really applied to me.
It's so safe. It's the why not drug. You know, go ahead and see if somebody will put her on that. Or if nobody will, because, you know, doctors, how they are, then find an LDN doctor, and you can do it by telemedicine. But anyway, we got to go. Thank you for calling
in. All right.
Guys, I love you all.
Thank you so much.
And
I love
you too. Betcha. Good luck. Good luck to Willow. Prayers are out to her. Eric's got her back, got your back. He's got everybody's back. Thank you, guys, for joining us. Check him out at healingsthroughspirit.com, right? Get your chakras redone and tuned up, clean. Get your dynamite stick in your third eye. That sounds so appealing. And then also you got to check out Veronica Drake. com. She can do your numerology report. She can book a session. You can book a session with her. She's amazing. And everybody wish Eric a happy birthday. Happy birthday,
happy
my boy.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Love to you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.